Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 8th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a powerful, powerful, powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, want to introduce Dr. Topsana. Hopefully I'm pronouncing her first name correctly. I just call her Dr. T, makes it a little easier. But Dr. Topsana B. Thomas is our guest today, a new member of the Life Management System. She is a physician in her own right. She has a great book, has a great story. I'm not going to go into her. I'll let her do the intro for you. But the thing that resonated with me was when I read some information about her book that really breaks down the lymphatic system. She is a lymphologist, a certified lymphologist. I guess that's the term. And she has a great system called the Belt system that breaks down the bioelectric lymphatic drainage detox system. And I'll let her break all that down for you. Have a powerful show. She has a powerful testimony. We want to really delve into some of the esoteric I guess, informing or information that we both share. And again, she's a friend of a member, so she was referred to me by, or we met through a mutual member or another member. That's Sister Martinette. That's also a member of the Life Management System, Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. And so, with no further ado, I want to bring on unmute our line, Dr. Thomas, and so that way she can share her remarkable. When I say remarkable, I really mean remarkable. So you guys are in for a guest, so definitely a guest, in for a treat, so definitely stick around. May go a little bit longer than the usual, you know, hour and a half today, so that way we can try to get in as much information as we can from the good doctor. So Dr. T, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I sure can. Loud and clear. So thank you so much for joining me on today's show. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to break bread with you today. So if you could introduce yourself, especially all the acronyms you got behind your name there, introduce yourself and kind of share with the listening audience how did we connect, or what's the connection between yourself and Sister Martinette, and then also how did kind of let the listening audience know. Because it's really interesting, because that's how I connect with most of the members, or most people don't really do too much in the area of advertising. So if you could share with the listening audience, you know, just your basic information, name, where you're from, and then how we met, and then we'll proceed with the interview.
Okay. I am what is called a lymphologist. That's a whole new area of healing. It's really energy information medicine. That's the new designation for it. How I got involved with all of this is when I was 20, I was diagnosed with lymphatic. Well, actually, I wasn't diagnosed. I got sick, and they couldn't seem to find out what was wrong with me, and I kept getting worse and worse and deteriorating and all of that. Well, for most of my life, I was always searching for truth and looking for what was real, because things in the world didn't make sense to me. You know, all these terrible things happening to good people, and nothing seemed to happen to people we're doing. I mean, the world just didn't make sense. So I was a seeker of truth, looking for, well, what's true and what's not true. And so in this seeking process, I became ill. And let me say this, that when before I got ill, I had everything. By the time I was 19, I had everything that everybody was, you know, was supposed to be having materially and all that, beautiful place, you know, men falling at my feet, all that. And I wasn't happy. And I remember sitting in my beautiful apartment one day, and I thought, there has to be more to life than this. There has to be. There's got to be more to life than this. And so that's when my journey began in earnest. Now, it was like a couple years after that I started getting sick. So by the time I was 22, I started really getting sick. By the time I was 24, I was in a state of dying. Well, but at that time, when I was 24, I had learned to do this form of meditation that was supposed to be for self-realization and God-realization. It was meditation on sound and light, and it's the ancient Egyptian mystery system that's only passed down by word of mouth. And I learned that in India, because I was traveling. I was just looking everywhere I could for answers. And so I got so sick that the only place, this is what I was told. I was living in New York City at the time. I was married at the time. And once a month, I was told that, okay, I had to go to this clinic up in Albany when I got there, because they were saying they didn't know what was wrong with me, but that was the only place I could go that could help me, which, you know, made no sense. But I was young and stupid, and listened. I thought God, the doctors were God, like, you know, most of us were programmed to believe. And so I just followed whatever they told me to do. Well, I was sick when I got there. Of course, 6 months later, I was dying. And the week before the last time they ever saw me, five places in my neck opened and a constant stream of toxins and poisons were running down my neck. And so when I went to see the doctor, now the doctor, he does what he normally does. He looked at me, patted me on the arm and said, well, you'll be okay. And so I walked out of his office. Now, normally when the doctors give you your medicine, they don't give you the pamphlet that comes with it. They put their label on it, and you just follow the instructions. Well, this day, the nurse gave me my medicine, and it had the pamphlet on it. Of course, I read it, and verbatim it said, if your patient is having any of these issues, discontinued use or permanent damage will result. It didn't say can, it didn't say may. And so I looked at the nurse and I said, well, why is he giving me this? It says that permanent damage can result. And she looked at me and she said, well, honey, this is what we give all of our cancer patients. And I said, wow. What? Nobody told me I had cancer. And she looked absolutely stunned. Well, I was so angry and upset at that point. Now, I had already seen the doctor. I burst into his office. I didn't care what he was doing or anything. I was really, really angry. And I said to him, how dare you play with my life? I said, if I die, I'm going to die, but I'm not going to let you people kill me. And then I started to move out of, you know, I started to walk away from him. He said, well, it doesn't matter anyway because you only have 3 weeks to live.
Wow.
And I turned around, I looked, and I thought, I just left. I got on the train going back to New York City, and I just thought, well, okay, well, that's it. I didn't like the world anyway. I wasn't really happy here. Everywhere I traveled, especially if you're a female, it's like you're treated poorly. There just wasn't enough love here. I didn't like the world. Also, at that time, I will say, I was an atheist. I did not believe in what we were told God is. I just couldn't believe that there was some God that would create a world like this. And so yeah. I just said that I can't believe in that. So that's it. So I did. And then when I learned the meditation, I did learn that God lives within us. It's not some person in the sky or some, you know, any of those stories that we're told. So, well, obviously I had a chance to prove it. And now I look back on it, I realize that that was part of the whole journey. Well, 3 days after that incident with the doctor, I woke up, I went to meditation, out of meditation, Spirit said to me verbatim, look, what you are experiencing is man's inhumanity to man. This has nothing to do with God. Remember, this is a free will zone. People have choice here. And I thought, what? People are choosing to be this way? Well, I really don't want to be in a world like this. And so I was glad I was leaving. I was taking
wow.
a sip of water. And so 3 days after that, Spirit gave me a vision of this time, then I wanted to live with all my might. But then I didn't know what to do. So I said, okay, well, you know, I want to live. At that point, my body was in such a bad shape. It was black as coal from my neck down. I could only be up 15 minutes at a time, and then I had to go lay back down because there was just no energy flowing through the body. However, my face, people, if they looked at my face, they couldn't tell that I was sick unless they really could see. So anyway, after that, I just said, okay, well, if I'm going in the face of God. So I sat in meditation 20 hours a day, sometimes 23 hours a day. I just sat there. Some days it felt like I was going. Some days I felt like I was going to burn up. Other days I felt like I was freezing. It was just very interesting. And then what the vision was seeing, I didn't understand it at the time. I didn't understand it until I completed my healing, which when I completed my healing, it completed with a son. And so after that, I was led to just try to find out about what it was that I was seeing, because I was actually witnessing the healing process, and it was all energy, though. And so I found this school, the only school in the whole country that was teaching about the lymph system, because in the 1950s, the pharmaceutical companies bought major interest in the medical schools, and they stopped teaching about the lymphatic system in its entirety. The lymphatic system is electromagnetic. It is your energy body. It's the body that communicates to spirit. And so, and it has to be cleansed. It has to be kept clean so that oxygen can flow, because oxygen and ether is inextricably combined. You cannot separate them. So when oxygen flows, consciousness flows. So, and when oxygen flows, consciousness grows. So learning about the lymphatic system from it was Dr. West. It was the International Academy of Lymphology. But his system was not very efficient in terms of you had it, if you were going to help people, you could only help one person a day. I mean, that, you know, was not effective. And so I just asked Spirit one day, just like this, send me something that I would love doing. Send me something that would be a contribution to humanity, something that I could teach and something that I could create independent wealth for myself and others. And 2 weeks later, the system that I use now showed up, not in the form that it is now, but, you know, the journey to that showed up 2 weeks later. And so as a result, I've been able to create a technology to help cleanse the lymph system. And it's based on the frequencies that spirit used to heal my body. So it's multidimensional. It has a full spectrum of light, because we are light and sound. And so where there's sound, there's light, even if you don't hear the sound. So anyway, I want to talk now about the lymphatic system. Do you have any questions or anything about Master Will? Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. What you just said, you know, what really stands out for me is, how did you know when you... You know, you went to the doctor, they really didn't tell you anything until, you know, really late in the game that, okay, well, we give everybody who has cancer this type of medication. What led you to the lymphatic system? How come you didn't go to one of the other systems in the body? What was it? How did you know to kind of start or to look at the lymphatic system?
Well, once I started the meditation, and remember, this all came after my body was reconstructed just through sitting in meditation, by the way. I stopped taking everything at that point. I didn't eat. I just drank and sat in meditation, because I felt if I'm going, I'm going in the face of God, and that's it. And so my whole body was reconstructed. After that, I was just, it's like interesting, I'm a three. And so information is like communications, all that always would come to me. It's like if I asked about something, it would show up some kind of way. Either somebody says something, or I'm looking for one thing and something else shows up. Well, I found out about one of my clients that I was working with. mentioned to me about, oh no, that was later. I've had so many angels in my life. let me think. How did I? Oh well, that just came through spirit, because I wanted to know what it was I was looking at, and I didn't understand what all this energy that I was seeing. I was seeing it doing what it was doing, but I couldn't understand. Well, what is this? And so once I got well, I did say to spirit, okay, well, what, you know, what was that? I need to know that. And I think I was listening to a show one day, and Dr. West was on there talking about the lymphatic system. And I went on the site. I actually called him, and I talked to him about what I went through. And he said, oh, yeah, this will be perfect for you. And so I started, you know, reading and all that. Again, the system was not – for me it worked. But if I was going to try to help somebody else, it just was not practical. And the main thing that he did was he had people do the mini trampoline. And
right.
The reason why the mini trampoline is so important is because the lymph system goes against gravity. And so the trampoline, as you're going up and down in a trampoline, it facilitates the lymph fluid moving up. And there are only two places in the body where the toxins and poisons are pumped out of the body from the cellular environment to be eliminated. And that's right under the collarbone on both sides, on the left side and on the right side. They're called clavicles or a watershed. People hear that's the most common name for it is watersheds. So, but the lymph fluid in the body is water. Energy is facilitated by water better than any other element on this in the world that we live in. So our bodies are made, that's why there's so much water in our body, because what? Spirit is energy. And so energy is facilitated by the water. So the lymphatic system is your energy body, and it is facilitated by the water. So every cell in your body gets oxygen via the lymphatic system, which is only half of the circulatory system. It's the other half of the circulatory system. You have the first half of the circulatory system where we breathe in and water and air comes in through our lungs and goes to our hearts. And then the transfer to the lymph system mainly happens in the heart. But everywhere there is an artery, a main circulatory artery, there are also lymph arteries that are constantly pulling oxygen from those arteries into the cellular environment, as well as through the circulation of the fluid, which is the water carrying the oxygen. Now, I don't want to get too technical, but I'm going to make it simple. If you ever have seen, you heard of platelets, of blood platelets, they're literally microscopic little plates. And on every plate is a serving of oxygen. Now, under a microscope, it's called dark field microscopy, you can see this, that oxygen is a light on a little plate. So when I saw that, we are being fed every second of our lives oxygen on a little platelet. I mean, that was just, the love in that was just overwhelming to me.
Wow.
That we're being served that way. And so anything that will prevent oxygen from getting to your cells will create pain, aching, suffering, and finally, a disease. And then if you don't take care of it, when 20% of your cells die, the soul can't live in your body, and the hypothalamus will send a message out telling the other cells to turn off, because the soul can't, I mean, the spirit can't live here. We say soul, but I really mean spirit. I mean, it's just how we were, how the language has been interchangeable in terms of sometimes it's confusing to think that the soul contains the spirit, but it's the spirit that leaves the body, because that's what animates the body. And so to just think about that we're served every second on a little plate, a serving of light. And it looks like light. It's light. So anything that will stop that process will end up killing you unless you can reoxygenate your body. Every form of cancer is caused by what is called hypoxia. That means there's a severe lack of oxygen at the cellular level.
Wow.
And so, go ahead.
Another quick question for you, because what you're sharing is really profound. It gets into a lot of the stuff that I talk about with my frequent intense training.
Yes.
You mentioned something about, meditation and how important that was. You used a term that a lot of listeners may be unfamiliar with, that if you could maybe describe a little bit for us here, the path of light and sound. A lot of people are not really familiar with that, and or the language of light that I talk about a lot. So in your meditation practice, what's the name of it, and what specifically was, as much as you can share about what set you on the path of light and sound to be able to really connect with source, so to speak, and get outside of whatever religious dogma or history. And on that note as well, what was your religious background, if any, growing up? And then kind of touch on the whole form of yoga that you practiced and learned.
Okay. I grew up, my parents were Baptists, and since my father was a gospel singer, we traveled a lot, and so listening to the shows with Shirley Caesar and Mighty Clouds of Joy and all these incredible, wonderful gospel singers. But I, one day, at 7 years old, asked the preacher, it was a Baptist church. It's a town called Donora. That's where they had that big disaster in 1948. It's a steel town. And I asked him one day after service, how come you can see God and I can't? And he looked at me and he said, well, that's not something that you could understand. Well, from that moment on, I didn't listen to anything anybody said. I would go to church and I would just listen to the music. That's the only reason. That's the only thing I did. Even in Sunday school, I didn't pay attention to any of those stories. I just couldn't believe anything because he couldn't answer me. And see, what people don't understand is that if a child asks you a question, they can understand an answer. You just have to give it to them in a way that they could understand. So when he said it's not something that I could understand, I didn't believe anything. So I just, I don't really know the Bible. I know bits and pieces of some of the stories, but I don't know all of them. So in listening to you, I'm learning more about what that was about, that I was taught that I didn't listen to. So I just, and I'm glad apparently that was the way spirit turned me off from that, so I didn't have that to overcome. So when I got sick and went to New York, I met this lady, because I was searching. I went to many different places. I did everything. Everything that was out there, all kinds of different kind of meditation groups and everything, but it just didn't feel right. And so one day my husband took me to visit some friends of his that I hadn't visited before because I was new in the relationship. And there was this lady named Michelle. And so she was initiated into the sound and light. And we were talking, and she just started telling me about this path. And I knew instantly that that was it. And I said to her, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. I've got to get initiated. What do I do? And so at that time, it's more stringent now because people know less. But back then, you had to be a vegetarian for at least three months before you could get initiated because it was about non-killing. And you either had to be married or celibate, and then you had to read and make sure that you understood what the path was about. And so it was about, and all those things that people were taught about treating others as you would have them treat you. To me, that's the main thing, and I really do my best to do that, is to treat others the way that I would want them to treat me. And, of course, with the honesty and all that, that goes without saying. But everyone has to learn that in their own way, and everybody has their own path to learn to getting to what is going to take them to their realization. But for me, that's how that happened. And so I got initiated, and there was two parts to the initiation. One part was the mantras. There was these five mantras that they give you. And what it does is it literally pulls the energy from the sacrum area or the coccyx area that you talk about, Master Will, all the way up to the third eye. And the point is, the focus of that meditation is at the third eye. Like with Kundalini yoga, they focus at the base and then they push everything up to, it's really the Christ oil, up to the third eye. But with this one, you focus at the third eye. You say it's sound. You say those sounds. And then the second part of the meditation is, once you say those sounds and your energy starts coming up, your own sound starts to become available to you. And so you learn your own energy signature. And so then you close your ears off to the world, and you just listen to your own energy signature. And that takes you into self-realization, which is realization of the fact that, you know, all the, it's hard to explain. But anyway, it takes you to spirit. It's like your sound is spirit, and it takes you to the spirit that created you and that sound in the first place. And everybody has, it's the Christ oil that you're talking about. Because it was the a system that the Egyptian mystery system that survived in India. And remember, this is oral. It's all right. Oral.
Yep.
You're not going to find it written anywhere. I mean, I can explain it this way in terms of what it is and what happens, but in terms of how it's done, it's oral. And so you just do it. And you have to agree to meditate at least 2.5 hours a day. And we were told, if you can meditate 2.5 hours a day for 6 months, you will be enlightened. And so, of course, I mean, I'm always up for those kinds of challenges. So, you know, so I did what I was told. But even though that happened to me, I will say this, and I think it's important to say this. I did wake up. I did become enlightened. However, because I had a concept about what enlightenment was, meaning I thought I had to be like this, act like this, do this, you know, right. all these things I had in my head, I didn't understand that I was enlightened. So one day I woke up and Spirit said to me, look, enlightenment looks like you, walks like you, talks like you. It's you. It's not going to be somebody else. Now, you may have these attributes, but it's going to be you expressing them your way. It's going to come through you. It's not going to be any other way. And I was like, oh, my God. So it took me 12 years to get to that point where Spirit just said to me like that.
Wow.
So when, you know, so I appreciate when you said that you realized that, look, you have your own relationship with Spirit, and so enlightenment looks like a master will, talks like master will, all that. And yet, you know, the point is we all have to go through that process, but
right.
It's going to be each individual energy expressing it their way, because we're not clones. And that's necessary, because it's just like when you were explaining about the different signs and how each sign has a purpose, like, okay, my purpose is balance. Well, the lymph system is all about balance.
Mm.
And so if anything is out of balance, well, let me slow down. I can get carried away too. every time you get upset, I'm going to talk about how the lymph system gets blocked up now, because we're really at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get upset, no matter how minute that upset is, you just get annoyed, it creates an upset. And that upset creates a block in your lymphatic system, because what? It's a shock-like effect to the body, even if you don't feel it. And because the lymph system is electromagnetic, it's an energy body, it's just like a shock to the system in your house, and all the lights go out. Well,
wow.
The lymph system doesn't stop, but what it does is, it pours water into, remember I said earlier that everywhere there's a main circulatory artery, there's a main lymph artery. And they're right next to each other, and the lymph artery actually pulls into the cellular environment oxygen. Well, there are microscopic holes in the circulatory system. When the shock-like effect happens, those holes open, and protein first, mostly albumin, pours into the cellular environment, and it's electrical in there. So what happens? It cooks.
Mm.
And so that's called trapped protein. So it's like stuck in there. Now, water follows protein like a magnet. So the shock-like effect happens. Protein pours in, it cooks, and instantly water comes and surrounds the protein.
Wow.
So the water will stick to that protein like a magnet. And so the cells that are in that environment get separated from each other by the water. When we're in a healthy state, our cellular level is in what is called the dry state. That means all the cells are tightly packed right next to each other. So when oxygen flows, they all get oxygen. And their waste products are also taken out by their little suction cups at the end of the lymphatic system. 30% of the lymphatic system is in the cellular environment, and it goes from the cellular environment all the way to the surface of your skin. The surface of your skin contains the other 70%, because everything has got to come to the surface in order to be drained out of the body. And so at the cellular level, size of the lymph veins are one cell wide. That's really tiny. And at the end of those circulatory arteries are little suction cups. And they keep that environment clean of toxins, poisons, excess, anything that goes in there, including water. But remember, every time you get upset, you compromise your body in some way in that area. Wherever the water gets, it pours in there, and then the person, actually it's more difficult for the person to control themselves when that happens. Because when oxygen is not flowing like it should, it lessens our consciousness. Because remember, where oxygen flows, consciousness is, and consciousness grows. So imagine, and this is why by the time a person gets 30 years old, they'll be saying things like, well, I'm gaining weight and I'm not eating any differently, or, you know, they don't understand. Their body starts filling up with water. They think they're getting fat. They're actually just filling up with fluid from all the emotional traumas or emotional upsets that they've been through. And also, way that you know that your lymph system is getting blocked in a way that's going to be a problem is you start feeling tired. I'm not talking about the kind of tired that we're feeling that's coming from the sun right now, because the sun is sending rays that is actually raising our vibration. So sometimes you feel like you have to sleep. You don't feel, it's not a normal tired feeling. You just feel like you just want to rest or you want to sleep. I'm talking about you feel a loss of energy. You just don't feel like doing anything because you just don't feel energetic. Well, your lymph system is starting to get blocked. Well, if you don't clear it up by cleaning out your intestines, and let me say this, the seat of the lymph system is in the small intestine, because the small intestine is where all the nutrients are taken out of the food as it goes through different parts of the small intestine. And then it dumps all the waste products into the colon. So you must keep, that's why the colon cleansing is so important. So no matter what is going on with your body, if you feel any sense of any, if you don't feel energetic, if you have aches and pains in the areas that you're having the aches and pains, those are the areas where the lymph blockage is the greatest. By the time you get the pain, I want you to understand that cells are dying. Pain is a telephone call from your cells saying, I'm suffocating, I need oxygen. That's what pain is. So anytime you have pain, know that we always will do something about that because it doesn't feel good. So that's the body's way of making us aware and making us do something. And so this is where the trampoline can help a lot. And the mini trampoline. And they're inexpensive. I think they're $20 or $22 or $3 at Walmart. I mean, you know, everybody can get one. But when you get on the trampoline, you don't jump up and down. You keep your feet on the floor of the trampoline because you have lymph pumps in your feet. And you just walk, a nice bouncing walk. And the first 30 minutes, if you do this, this is what will happen. If you take your fingertips and put it under your right collarbone on the right side and the left one under the left collarbone on the left side, just touch the pads of your fingers that's touching your skin. If you do that while you're walking, the first 30 seconds, after 30 seconds, you have 40 times more oxygen moving through your system. The reason why the trampoline is so important is because it brings oxygen into the body. I mean, I've known people to get rid of cancers just from the oxygen, from the trampoline and breathing. And so if anybody out there that has cancer, understand this. It is just a lack of oxygen at the cellular level. And let me share that in 1931, there was a doctor by the name of Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize for discovering the cause of cancer. In my book, I put his whole Nobel information, including the picture that he, or the diagram that he used that won him the Nobel Prize. Because on that diagram, he put everything in a very, very simply, and it's like our cells look like a universe in there the way he did it, by the way. And he explains that how the sodium-potassium pump will not work properly without oxygen, and that our cells are cells that are meant to be eternal. So our cells, the way that they're designed, where they're supposed to live to last forever, but they cannot do that if we don't understand how the lymph system works, because that's the system that is the cleansing system at the cellular level, but it is also the oxygen delivery system at the cellular level, and the lymph system is the communication highway between the cells, the brain, and our spirit, and our spirit. It's our energy body.
Wow.
So he won the Nobel Prize for discovering the cause of cancer. So when we don't get oxygen, our cells don't die. They mutate into cells that can live without oxygen. Because remember, our cells are spirit. Spirit can't die. If it doesn't work one way, it'll find another way to work. But the body cannot live with, and the only cells that can live without oxygen are plant cells. So when you have cancer, it's like when your cells mutate, they mutate into cells that operate like a plant. Well, that doesn't work for the body. You can't have that's like two systems working. It'll take over the body like a plant. And that's what it does, and that's why people die from it. So the thing is to understand that our cells are so beautifully and perfectly made that they just mutate into cells that can live without oxygen. That's called hypoxia, a severe lack of oxygen at the cellular level, and that is called cancer, no matter what kind it is.
Wow.
And
wow. So
there, besides not getting upset, I mean, every time you get upset, and just think about it, you get upset no matter if it's a person, a situation, you're the one that's hurting yourself, you're getting all blocked up, and the other person is still doing what they're doing, the situation is just like it is, it means nothing. Or say if you get angry at somebody and you're shouting and you're going through all that, you're hurting you the most. They may or may not even be paying attention to you. And then understanding what Master Will is talking about, the small g, this whole system is set up to keep you upset about something. So
Absolutely. Now
you understand why. It's like, you know, it's like if the cell doesn't learn how to translate this system before it physically dies, then that's what reincarnation is. It has to come back and, you know, find a way to do it, because remember, this system doesn't work unless there's light to keep it going, and we're the light. So that, you know, is really important to understand, that no one should, well, everybody has got to find a way to keep themselves calm and in control of their emotions. Because
yes,
our emotions, and there are all kind of ways to help. You know, there are emotional freedom techniques. The ones that I have all work. I can't do anything that doesn't work, especially in this country, because as you know, if you're a person of color, then if it doesn't work, you don't get anything anyway. You're not going anywhere. So, you know, and I think that that's a blessing in one way, because that forces us to make, you know, we have to, whatever we do, it has to be real. It's going to be what it is. And that's another reason why I appreciate Master Will so much.
Thank you, sis. Another quick question before you continue on, you know, going deeper into the lymph system. When you mentioned the, you know, the colon cleanse, is there any specific, you know, you got different things out there? do you recommend one specific cleanse over the other when it comes to the colon?
Yeah, well the one that I have in my book is plain old Epsom salts, but you know, some people may not be able to do Epsom salts, and so there are colonics people can do. Colonics, it's like a high enema. You go to almost most cities have places to do colonics. That's just a high enema. If it's done properly, it's a pleasant experience. Meaning, you know, you're not. It doesn't hurt you or anything like that. It just pulls the waste out of the large intestine. And then as the waste is being pulled out of the large intestine, the waste that's in the small intestine naturally moves down, no matter what cleansing procedure you use. Now, the reason why I use the one, the Epsom salt, in the book, And I'm going to say what it is for those people who can take Epsom salts. And so let me make a disclaimer. If you have any issues where you can't do it, don't do it. Or if you have any reservations about it, well, you can ask your primary physician. One teaspoon of Epsom salts to one whole lemon squeezed fresh in a cup of hot water, and you can put, you can drink it straight like that, or if it doesn't taste good, I have to tell you, it's kind of bitter, but it does work. But the only thing with the Epsom salt, it's prolific. So you want to stay by a toilet. You should only do it on the days where you don't have to go anywhere. And if you hear rolling and bubbling, then you know within 2 minutes you need to get to a toilet. If you feel like you're going to pass gas, don't do it. It won't be gas. It'll be a mess. So, and you want to do that first thing in the morning. So for a lot of people, if they're working, it's like just do it on your days off. You know, you just take the one teaspoon of Epsom salt, put it, you know, squeeze a full lemon, put it in a cup, and fill it up with hot water. If you don't like the taste, you can put like a tablespoon of maple syrup or something in it. That makes it more tolerable. And then within 1 to 2-3 hours, you're going to start having results. And you can do this for up to 90 days without a problem, meaning you will, your body won't become addicted to it. But again, for most people, I would say just do it on your day off because, or your days off, because it wouldn't be too, if you're at work, you won't get much work done. So that's and that's simple to do. Epsom salt is inexpensive. Lemons are inexpensive. That's something that's available. Again, though, if you have stomach issues like irritable bowel syndrome and all that, those are, you have parasites. And let me explain this. Every form of cancer has a, this one parasite associated with it. It's called the Phaseolopsis buscae. And it is present in every form of cancer. It's like the shark of parasites. As soon as cancer starts, it comes from the liver. And they start growing. And they're transparent. And all that you see of them is this little speck inside. It looks like a piece of pepper. The first time I saw them, I was absolute, it was just amazing. I had a cancer patient, and she was throwing up all this black stuff. And, I mean, I didn't know if I was going to even be able to help her at all. And so I just told her, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, because she was done with all this black stuff coming up and everything. I mean, it was black. And so I said, well, I don't know. I had to go into meditation about that and ask Spirit. And Spirit just said, just do the best you can. And so I said, okay, I'll do the best I can. So I started treating her, but okay, now she's throwing up all this black stuff. And so I took some out of the container it was in, and I was looking, I put it on a plate so I could see it, and I was amazed to see the longest, these bodies, they look like an oval shape. I think most of us have had biology so in high school, and so we all know what a paramecium looks like. It's that oval shape, microscopic form that you look at under a microscope, and it has little hairs around it, and that's how it moves. Well, this Phaseolopsis buscae is round like that, but it's transparent, completely see-through, and it had a zigzag line in it, and the zigzag line had little dots in it, and the size of a speck of pepper. And so those little specks of pepper were eggs. So understand, if this person was throwing up and it was black, you can imagine how many specks of pepper, how many Phaseolopsis buscae was in her for her vomit to be black. Because the only thing black in that was those little specks the size of pepper. So there must have been trillions and trillions and trillions of them. And so I just did the work that I do, because it'll kill parasites and anything else that's not healthy for the human body. And so after 2 weeks, she was able to sit up. And her first meal, this was in Hawaii, and this was a Caucasian lady who had started the first Montessori school there. She asked for cornbread and honey. That was the meal that she asked for. And then, you know, we did what we needed to do to help her. But this is another thing I want to say, because especially for those who are healers who are out there. This lady said to me that she only wanted to live long enough to keep her family, to get her family together. And so when she was sick, they were there, they were calling all the time and everything. Once she threw, once that all that black stopped coming out and she started recovering, well, her family stopped calling and all that. And the lady that was there taking care of her said to me one day, well, she won't take her, she won't do what she's supposed to do. And so I called her and I said, well, I honor you if you don't want to live anymore, because, you know, we get to choose. We have free will. And so she said, well, I want to live. And I said, but if you're stopping the process that's cleansing your body and allowing, you know, your body to recover, I said, well, you're not going to live. And so I said to the caretaker, well, what happened? And she said, well, her family stopped calling and everything. Well, to make a long story short, she decided that she didn't want me to come and help her anymore. And so it took about 3 months for her to go back to the state that she was in. And remember, I'd only worked on her 2 weeks before this had stopped, but it took 3 months for her body to go back to the state it was in. And so I went to see her in the hospital for the last time, and I thanked her, and her family was there and everything. And then that was the first time I realized that everybody has their reasons for not wanting to be here. And so even though I wanted her to live, that was my idea. It's like, and she said to me, I only want to live long enough to keep my family, to get my family together. And so if she had recovered, in her mind, she would not have been able to get her family together. So she stopped everything, went back to that state. They all came to the hospital. She was as happy as can be when I saw her. And that was a big lesson for me. Because I didn't understand that there were people who really didn't want to be here. I didn't have any understanding of that. So that let me understand, number one, that it's not about what my will is. It's about what, you know, everybody gets to choose. So I had to learn that lesson. So I wanted to share that for other healers who may have that situations like that, so they can understand that it's okay. Everybody gets to choose. And so I just thanked her for coming into my life, because she, you know, I helped her, but she helped me too. She helped me understand. So I find that every situation that I have been in, it's been an extraordinary learning experience in some way. And so I'm really grateful for that. And when I ask Spirit, I want to know everything, that's when you, Master Will, came into my life, because I realized that there was, I mean, sure, I'm who I am, all that, but there were things that I knew that were missing in my understanding and that I needed to understand. And it also makes a difference in terms of me understanding exactly and beyond what I already knew, what my work is doing, and I appreciate you for that, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you so much, my sister. Wow, I definitely appreciate that. That was so, so powerful, so enlightening, especially when you mentioned and, you know, talking about choice, you know, because that's, I struggle with that, and I got my lesson, as I've said in many shows, when I work with the homeless population, and we got all these guys off the street just to find out 30 days later, but they had 6 months worth of free rent, but it was back on the street, and they all told me almost in unison, we are homeless because we want to be homeless. And that just blew my mind, because I couldn't wrap my brain around why someone would want to live on the street, until I got around people who saw that was their definition of freedom. And that's what they, and that's what they embraced. And who am I? It was really arrogant on my behalf to think that my definition of life, you know, and prosperity and all that good stuff is everybody's, or I should project that onto everybody. So that was a lesson for me as well. You know, you mentioned, man, I got to say, this is amazing, because when you say cells, cells don't die, they mutate. That is profound. I've been talking about, that was a great book I read called The Body Electric, and they talk about the immortal cell.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I'm telling people we're not designed to die. We're programmed to die.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
system that we live in programs us for that. So can you talk about when you talk about I read in one of your bios that was a quote that you have in that called Quest for the Formula of Life. And then can you also talk, Quest for the Formula of Life, and then your bioelectric lymphatic drainage, your system that you have. Can you also touch on that, if you could touch on those two things for us?
Okay. Now, when Dr. Warburg won the Nobel Prize, and Dr. West, when he found the information and he understood it, the formula for life and the formula for death, he wrote out, based on Dr. Warburg's thesis. And what it is oxygen equals energy equals life, equals health equals life. No oxygen equals no energy and no life. And it's how he has it written. I have it written in my book exactly the way he put it in the formula form, but the words mean exactly what I'm saying. And so it really is that simple. If you don't have oxygen, you cannot survive. That's why we can live a long time without water. We can live a long time without food, but we cannot live long without oxygen.
Wow.
Our cells have to have oxygen because the ether allows the spirit to be in the body, and the oxygen allows the cells to function in the physical realm as a body holding the spirit. It excretes. It's like our whole body is a protein production machine. No matter what system you're talking about, every system is making, that we can call it dopamine, we can call it gastrointestinal fluid, we can call it whatever system it is, they're all forms of protein. That's why, so we're a huge protein production machine. That's why when you get upset, those microscopic holes open in the circulatory system pour into the cellular environment some kind of protein that's always circulating with the hemoglobin or the blood. And so, again, the shock-like effects happen. It cooks. Water follows protein like a magnet, which is why all the nutrients and everything have to go into the blood. And let me say this, that blood is 90% lymph fluid, 90% water, and 10% hemoglobin with nutrients and whatever else, proteins and everything else to administer to the body. So even your blood is mostly water, mostly lymph fluid. So, and that's what nourishes the cells. Oxygen and the hemoglobin, which has the little platelets in it with the little dollops of, a perfect serving of light on every plate for every cell in your body. So our cells are eternal. However, if we don't live and treat them in a way that they can survive as eternal, well, then they can't. And then when you think about the air, the water, the food, all the contaminants and everything, it's all designed to create protein blockages, which stop oxygen from moving to the cells, which means that this, the spirit cannot live in the body then. And then I think I heard you say, well, okay, we're still so incredibly made that it takes, you know, 60, 70, 80 years to kill people with all this poison. Well, the bottom line is, even though the poison is there, we have spirit. That's why if we are aligning to spirit, we can say to the chemtrails, like when I see chemtrails, all I do, I just say, release everything, save the oxygen. And so that's what my body does. The point is taking dominion, understanding who you are, and that there is nothing more powerful than the spirit that we have within us. And so there's a lot of practice that we get because there's a lot going on. And so there's the other thing is, and I'm Mortonette shared this with me. She was visiting me in Sedona. And she came to the office one day. I'm treating her, and she said to me, do you know about the pink light? And I said, no, tell me about it. And so she said, she explained that the pink light is unconditional love, and it removes discord. And so I said, oh, okay. And so I had her tell everybody in the office how to use the pink light. And so the reason why the pink light is unconditional love is because inside that pink light is a consuming fire of love, and it will consume everything unlike itself. And so the dispensation for this time, I've done a lot of work with the pink light since that time because I really wanted to understand it. So I do have a book that I wrote that it's an ebook. It's called Pinkum. And so you pink everything you eat, everything you drink, and it does change it. You'll even notice the taste because what? You're using unconditional love. And remember, we were told to love. And I love it when I heard you say about not caring. We weren't told to care. We were told to love. But then the thing is, well, how do we love? Some people aren't even likable. So how do you love them? What about the people you don't know? Well, we can send unconditional love to everybody. We don't have to say anything or do anything because it's an aspect of spirit. It's an aspect of primary creator or what you call the pre-father or the pater. It's an aspect of that. So and everything is held together by that. So for this time especially, we can breathe it in the top of our heads, calm your own self down, breathe it out, let it come out your hands and feet. You can send it to other people, people you love, your friends, your family, you know, incidences you see out there, you can send pink to dissolve the discord. So that's one way that we really can help in bringing heaven on earth is by using the dispensation for this time, and that's unconditional love.
Wow. Wow, that is so powerful, sis. So thank you so much. This has been a very, very powerful interview. Now, the book. Can you talk a little bit about the book, current name, and then what we talked about earlier as far as the transition that you're making?
Okay. The book that I wrote is called Secrets of the Lymphatic System, The Fountain of Youth is Within Us, Ancient Wisdom Unveiled. And it has in it all the things that I'm talking about and explaining. And there's an e-book that I have of chapter 4, because I'm changing that book because it's no longer in print, and when I went online, it's still available, but it cost too much people to buy when I only was charging $29 for the book, and you can't get a used copy for under $269. So I just said, okay,
wow.
I need to put the book out again. So I am going to put it out. It's going to be out. It's about 200 pages. It's in 16 points, so it's large print. And it'll be, but the new book, I'm going to call it, The Fountain of Youth is Within Us, Secrets of the Lymphatic System, Ancient Wisdom Unveiled. So when that's available, I'm working on that now and updating some of the information because a lot of the, it needs an update in terms of what's available for people now that wasn't available then, because that was like 2010 when that book came out. So at the end of June, that book will be out. However, lymphy is what I call the lymph system for males, and lymphette is what I call the lymph system for females. So the e-book that I have, Lymphy Lymphette to the Rescue, Your Built-In Superhero, is available now. I'm saying available now. You'd have to get it through my email. You'd have to email that because I'm having websites and everything being done now. But for those who want to get an ebook copy of that book, they can email me. So should I give my email or should I just let you do it? Or for those
That was the next thing I wanted to do was just have you give out all your contact information, email, anything that you want to give out, email, website address. And do you have an existing office or facility right now if someone was interested in coming by? And are you taking on any new clients and that kind of thing? So, share all your contact and business information.
I'm going to give my email address. And for those people who either want a book, if they want consultation, if they want treatments, I do group sessions for emotional releases of things or individual sessions for that. They can email me and everything can be taken care of then through that. Because I just don't want to give my number out like that. So only to those who really want something, where you're going to contact me is lifeislymph@gmail.com. 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 I look at that every day, so I will be able to respond to whatever it is you need. If there are those out there who are sick and need immediate assistance, then put on there, I require immediate assistance. Otherwise, if you're just whatever you're contacting me for, let me know if it's just for the ebook. The ebook is only $9.97. And so if you want that, that'll be sent right to you. There'll be, PayPal information, I'll give you that as I'm contacted. And until we get all the site and everything completed. And then everybody can just go on the site and, click away and get what they need from that. So is that clear?
Excellent. And do you have are you on social media? Do you have a Facebook or Instagram, anything of that nature?
I was on all of that, and I had websites and the book and everything. I was My site was attacked. Nobody could get the book. It wouldn't move. It wouldn't do any of the things that I designed it to do. And my web guys couldn't do anything about it. So, and eventually pieces were missing from it. So, of course, I realize I'm not the only one that this has happened to. Dr. Lynn Horowitz, he went through that too. He had to pay somebody a salary 24 hours a day to keep his site up. Well, I couldn't do that. So, so now when it goes up, it's being done in such a way that it can't be, those things can't happen. Well, unless somebody is a serious hacker, and if that's the case, that means that I know who that is.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Fortunately, that comes with the territory a lot of times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It does.
Just a part of being who you are. But thank you so much for sharing all this life changing. You know, information, Dr. T. I mean, just the fact of re-stressing what I always stress when I talk about it, I don't give myself the luxury of a negative thought. I don't have that luxury any longer, just because of my understanding of and stuff like you're sharing. And now that I didn't know it had that type of an effect on the lymphatic system, and that's just even more of a reason to keep our thoughts high, maintain an alkaline, diet, make sure we're drinking good, clean water, flushing, detoxing, and all doing all the things that you've talked about today. Because, your story is a remarkable story. And I know, obviously, we didn't get to all of it, within this little, hour and a half that we spent together today. But for everybody that's listening, I just want you guys, if you got any further questions or whatever, please do reach out and, email Dr. T. She has a wealth of information and knowledge. And we'll have her back on again. This won't be the only time. She's a part of the life management system. So Dr. T, you stuck with me for life, sister. So you got to get used to me.
Well, you're definitely my brother, and I appreciate you. And so we'll have to give him the joy hour the next time, I imagine. So,
absolutely. So, again, any last words or comments you want to share with my listening audience before we conclude today?
Yes. I would like to say that spend 1 hour a day doing something that makes you happy, that has nothing to do with anyone else, only that something that makes you feel joy. Because anytime you go into that state, it stops everything that's deteriorating you in your tracks and will start moving everything towards health. So at least do a joy hour once a day. So that's what I want to leave them with.
Wow. That is awesome. That is really awesome, because out of everything, that you could have said, that I think is probably the one of the most profound things. And it's definitely a good way to bring today's message to a conclusion. So I want to thank you so much again for joining us on today's show. And for my listeners, as always, you guys know that it's so important, that we connect. And it's amazing to me how, the whole birds of a feather flock together, the way that, fathers bring everything together, especially on the health side. Because I know, I have a lot of good, esoteric stuff, and I'm into a lot of nutrition, but that's not my quote unquote niche. That's not my specialty. That's not the thing that, I'm more into on the spiritual and esoteric side. So I do like connecting with people who can kind of help validate, because I say a lot of things that I don't have the, even though I've studied, histology, cell biology, have my, basics in biology and all that good stuff, but to hear it from someone that has the clinical background and understanding and knowledge to be able to share the importance of maintaining, especially the drainage aspects, the detoxing, and out of everything, just making sure that your emotions are not causing, these getting upset and getting angry and all of this stuff, it limits and it blocks our lymphatic system. And if that's no other reason than that's a good enough reason to not allow this outside you know, reality to affect your inside mentality. So, brothers and sisters, again, I thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. And again, Dr. T, thank you so much. And also, Sister Martinette, thank you, because, you know, I kind of connected with you through her. So, yeah, I know you guys are good friends. So, thank you so much. And for my listeners, I got to have, a matter of fact, I got to get Sister Martinette on here, one of these days, so she can talk about her vegetarian chitlins and stuff. So, man, that video was so powerful. I'll never forget that video. So
she said, yeah.
Absolutely. So, Sister Martinette. Well, thank you, sis. I didn't know you was there, so thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm at her house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's fantastic.
Let me tell you something. Miss Martinette is a master in her own right. So vegan chitlins is just one of the things that she does. I mean, she's amazing in so many areas. So.
Absolutely. We're so just, we got to get her on as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Spirit knew what he was doing when he created all of us. And I'm talking about your listeners, too. So.
Absolutely. Well, all right, everybody. Well, thank everybody so much. And again, special shout out to my guest today, Dr. T. And also, again, Sister Martinette. And if everybody that's tuning in listening today, it's so important. Your health is very important. I say this all the time. I just knew in my gut that we were not designed. Our bodies are so powerful that all of this sickness and all this disease and all the stuff that we are experiencing, that's not the forefather's desire or will. That's just his permissive will. That's not his perfect will. So he's permitting. So if you want to, like Dr. T said, you know, if you want to exit this stage, you know, if you want to, you know, experience sickness and disease and poverty and all this stuff, this is a free will state. I love the way she said that. This is a free will state. So, if that's what you want to do. But as for me, myself, and I, all three of us, wealth, health, wisdom, and Tokyo and relationships, that's what I'm about. So it was an honor and a privilege to be able to connect with, you know, Dr. T and have her share, you know, the information on lymphology. She's a lymphologist. So definitely email her for more information. And again, I have her information as well. So if anybody didn't get it, you guys can always email me as well at masterteacher33@gmail.com. And I can share her information as well as another video, another interview that she did on another channel that was pretty in-depth as well. Even though this one was great. It's always good to connect and just get more information, especially on the bioelectric lymphatic drainage system that she set up. So, again, shout out to Dr. T. Thank you so much, my sister, for being on today's show, everybody. Thank you guys so much. And, again, as always, like I say, may the big G, that one, you know, he has a name written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. The Son, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you, me, and all of us into all truth. He will never, ever, ever manipulate, but he will always lead and guide. So I want to thank everybody for joining me today. God bless. May everybody have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo.
since I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it. Take it.
For yourself, you done did wrong.